The New Jersey Association of Counties claims the law is an unconstitutional, unfunded state mandate because counties have had to spend more than $35 million on personnel and improvements to implement it. In December, the council denied the county's request for a preliminary injunction to stop the law from taking effect. The county's association executive director, John Donadio, is hoping they'll prevail this time.
I still am optimistic that we'll be successful on the merits in that those costs were not initially contemplated by the legislature as the legislation was making its way onto the governor's desk and before the voters back in 2014.
Donadio says counties have suggested ways of compensation for the added expense from changes in the state bail system. The law largely eliminates bail for minor offenses as a way of reducing prison populations. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.